This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bill Raggio, my colleague and co-host and friend of FDD, and we welcome Bridget Toomey of the Foundation for Defense of Democracy, an article that she and Bill have posted on Long War Journal I recommend. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula kills four Yemeni soldiers in a complex suicide assault. Bridget, AQAP hasn't been top of the headlines for some years now, perhaps because it was replaced by the disorder in the whole of the Arabian Peninsula. You track Houthis for us very carefully, but this idea that AQAP is now killing Yemeni soldiers, are these Yemeni soldiers separate from the Houthis? Are they part of some faction I don't know about? Who are they shooting at? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So the Yemeni soldiers that Al-Qaeda attacked are, in fact, in the anti-Houthi coalition. They are aligned with the Southern Transitional Council, which is a part of the governing body of Yemen, but is in the south and supports Southern secession. So that puts them at odds with other parts of the governing body in Yemen. But the anti-Houthi and anti-Al-Qaeda ethos is pretty common across the coalition in Yemen. And these soldiers are kind of located at the front of where Al-Qaeda's has some influence. And so these southern soldiers are often the ones that Al-Qaeda has targeted in the past and the victims of this attack.
Bill, you have a question.
Bridget, the Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, as John noted, has been quiet for quite some time. We haven't seen much activity, AQAP activity against the Houthis. Is there some type of informal agreement between the two, particularly as the fighting, as the Houthis began attacking Israel and Western shipping after the Hamas's attack in Israel in October 2023?
Yeah. So in recent years, the understanding from the West, reports from the UN have indicated that AQAP and the Houthis kind of have a non-aggression agreement, an agreement not to really target each other. And at times when it's, you know, beneficial to either or both parties, they'll work together to enable, you know, weapon smuggling or prisoner exchanges. While the two groups, you know, disagree, Al-Qaeda is a Sunni extremist group. The Houthis are Zaydi Shia. They both benefit from instability in Yemen and from attacks on Yemen's internationally recognized government. And they both share anti-West ethos. So they use those common points to, you know, in some ways cooperate when it's advantageous or just to not harm the other whichever group tries to foment chaos in Yemen.
The Houthis are a sophisticated outfit capable of targeting ships in the Red Sea and Israel, penetrating the air defenses. Does Al-Qaeda have that capability, Bridget, to your understanding? This seemed quite different from the way we used to report AQAP, which was a sabotage outfit.
Yeah, Al-Qaeda does not have the, you know, more advanced capabilities that the Houthis have received. Those have been provided to the Houthis by Iran, who is much more wary or wouldn't, you know, be as willing to put more dangerous arms in the hands of Al-Qaeda. So times AQAP and the Houthis have enabled some weapon smuggling to each other through their territory, but Al-Qaeda's weapons and materials are not as advanced as the Houthis.
Bill, about Al-Qaeda and the AQAP, do they have camps the way they do in Afghanistan? Have we got a map of those camps?
We know. So AQAP controls areas in remote parts of Yemen. There have been reports of camps running there. They're transient. So it's not quite as established as it is in Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda is running training camps in 13 of Afghanistan's 34 provinces. We know this because the United Nations Analytical Support Sanctions and Monitoring Team have reported on this over the years. So AQAP is certainly not as developed, the situation isn't as secure for them to be operating large scale camps as they are in Afghanistan. But we have seen reporting of it over the years. Every once in a while, an image or two, a video will slip out about this. But it's not as again, not as as established as it is in Afghanistan or places like Somalia.
Bridget, do we have any information about AQAP and the smuggling of weapon systems into Sana'a? Are they part of that supply chain, or are they separate entirely?
I wouldn't say they're separate entirely. It seems that they've permitted it through their territory. More than one of the Houthi routes go through this more sparsely populated territory that Al-Qaeda has influence, either from Oman through the eastern part of Yemen, or from the coast up towards Sana'a. And some of those transit through places where Al-Qaeda has influence, and the Houthis have been able to kind of, you know, make sure there's safe passage for their weapons through Al-Qaeda territory.
Do we think there's a fee to pay, sort of like a highway toll?
I'm sure they're, you know, using this to profit.
Bill, are you surprised by this, that Al-Qaeda would get involved in that, making themselves a target for the U.S. and Israel?
No, not surprised at all. There's designations, U.S. designations that detail these smuggling networks, and the Houthis have provided weapons to Al-Qaeda's branch in Somalia. So, as well as the Islamic State, this is part of Iran's strategy of destabilizing the region, keeping the U.S. engaged in fighting, and hoping to force the U.S. to withdraw from the region as it did in Afghanistan.
And Bridget, is there communication constant between the two factions? Do we think enemy of my enemy is my enemy, that sort of thing?
There's likely communication between them, especially as we're seeing, you know, that they're not attacking each other. They have areas of influence that are very close to each other. So presumably if they're looking to avoid any escalation between them, they would probably be speaking to make sure there's no incidents.
Bill, the Houthis are Shia derivative. The Al-Qaeda is extreme Sunni. No problem anymore, right, Bill?
We have to remember that the Iranians and Al-Qaeda, its general command of central Al-Qaeda core leadership, however you want to describe it, have had a deal for almost two decades now. It was detailed under the Obama administration, the secret deal, as it's called, that Al-Qaeda is able to shelter its leaders in Iran in exchange for Al-Qaeda to not conduct attacks. But this deal expands beyond where Iran has provided support to the Iranians, and they're doing that via the Houthis. This is all completely unsurprising. Iran, you know, I'm not saying they're great allies. They certainly have conflicts, particularly at the height of the Syrian civil war. Al-Qaeda battled the Iranian-backed factions, the Syrian government, the Iraqi militias that were backed by Iran. But as long as Al-Qaeda stays in its lane and doesn't conduct attacks inside of Iran, the Iranians are willing to support them, in order to help destabilize the region to force the U.S. to withdraw.
Bridget Toomey, Bill Raggio.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.